one man, or at least I did have him. Young George Washington has just the experience that you need. But he has resigned his commission, and I doubt that he would agree to go.
No, we'll invite the young man to dinner. Let me have a go at him. I'll wager I can win him over.
There must be 2,000 soldiers drilling on the square. They look invincible.
They are, young Washington. We are going to drive those Frenchmen from Fort Duquesne and back to Canada where they belong. I want you to come with us.
I've given up my commission, General.
Oh, I know all about that, my boy, and I must say I don't blame you. Dastardly trick, that. But you'd come as a civilian member of my personal staff. The question of rank will never arise. Now, what do you say?
George said yes. He asked his younger brother Jack to oversee the plantation while he was gone. In May 1755, as Braddock's aide-de-camp, he rode out of Alexandria with the glittering British army. But right from the start, friction arose between the autocratic general and his buckskin-clad aide.
What do you call these blasted mountains? I don't think we'll ever get over them. I thought you said this was a road, young Washington.
I said it was a trail, General Braddock. If you wouldn't insist on leveling every molehill and bridging every tiny creek, we would go much faster. The mountains are called the Alleghenies, sir, and these are just hills compared to what is coming.
Now you young jackanapes, ride to the rear and check on the baggage train before I have you skinned alive.
Yes, sir.
Why do you allow the young scamp to talk to you that way, General?
Oh, I like his spirit, Major. When he thinks I'm wrong, he tells me about it. It's very refreshing. But the boy's been off his feed the last few days. I hope he doesn't get sick. We need him. Orderly, I sent you to fetch Mr. Washington. Now, where is he?
But Mr. Washington's in the hospital wagon, General Braddock.
What?
He's real sick, sir. I think he's going to die.
Doctor, how's Mr. Washington? Is he as sick as I've been told? Will he live?
Yes, General Braddock, your young Virginian will live. He has the strength of an ox and a strong will. He's very weak, though.
Now, would it hurt if I talked with him?
I think it would do him a world of good, sir. I believe he is awake now. But don't stay too long, please.
Hello, General. I'm sorry I can't get up and stand at attention.
Are you still disrespectful, even on your sickbed, you young rascal? Well, I'll forgive you this time, if you will promise to eat and get well soon.
We are within a few miles of the fort.